stage in a relationship.
We've known each other for like 4 years now.
Well, that's true.
Can't sleep in the same bed as him? Well, he's a married man, Patrick. He's not going to make
true.
A move.
That's also true.
Which means I'm sex deprived and will ravage
But no, that's an awesome idea. We should have a drunk episode.
Yeah.
Should we do this soon?
I think Reed's already had a couple drunk episodes.
You think Reed's already been on the podcast drunk?
No, I'm kidding, but he's come closer, I think, than any of us have.
Probably.
Yeah. Lex Luthor sounds like the hero to me.
It's true. I mean,
if you're living in Metropolis,
I mean, there are
just a citizen of Metropolis that Superman comes through and blows up your office building, your dream home that you just finished financing.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, they do demolish buildings every time they fight. Every time he fights one of his like menaces.
Yeah, everything you've ever worked for, your small business, you've put all your money into, you've taken out all your life savings.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna start up a restaurant, which is, by the way, already pretty damn hard to do without Superman coming through and destroying the building. So you're living in Metropolis.
Right.
You just put all your life savings into your small business. You opened a restaurant in Metropolis, very competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like two out of every three restaurants in Metropolis fails in its first year. So you're already in for a long haul.
Yeah.
Zod shows up, and he's saying, hey, you can join this glorious empire. You know what I mean?
Well, in Zod's case, he's probably saying, kill all humans.
He's not got to that part yet. You know, let's hear him out. That's all I'm saying. Zod may have some good ideas. Nope, here comes Superman. Just tear down the whole damn city. Even if your restaurant did survive, what difference does it make? No one's around for miles to come to it. And now here comes Lex Luthor. The
champion of people.
The champion of Metropolis. He comes along. He rebuilds your restaurant and the whole block, by the way. And now all of a sudden you're back in business and you've got a fighting shot again at your life's dream of owning a fair to Midland Memphis barbecue restaurant in the Midtown Metropolis.
How specific?
I'm just saying.
Do you have dreams of opening a fair to Midland Memphis barbecue joint in Metropolis?
Destroyed
tragically in a...
I don't want it destroyed, I'll tell you that. Who would want that? Who dreams of having destruction wreaked upon them? I'm just saying, I would dig Lex Luthor at that point, and Superman can go back to Krypton for all I care. Can Kryptonite be destroyed?
Yeah, all the time. Superman destroys it with his heat vision.
Yeah, or he like, you know, he like throws it into space.
Where does it keep coming from?
Well,
there's
a
lot of Kryptonite on Earth.
Well, apparently, you know, Krypton is like either, I guess, nearby, or
it's
you
not
know,
too far away.
Yeah, yeah, like the same like pieces that exploded off of the planet when Superman did, you know, are still hurtling through space. And
mm-hmm.
They're still, you know, like falling on Earth.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe, what was that continent called before it split up?
Krypton?
No.
Pangaea?
Pangaea. Maybe Pangaea is a heart of Krypton. Kryptonite. There's a big chunk of Kryptonite. Hit Earth, spawned life, and Superman got stuck in a time loop on the way here.
Wait. How would Superman survive on a planet with Kryptonite-laced atmosphere?
It's not a laced atmosphere.
It
sprang life and then laid dormant. You know, it's in the deep heart of Africa. You know,
Africa,
like
indeed.
Wakanda.
Right.
That like there's like
and it became vibranium over time. Thank you.
That'd be awesome. When you think about it, it's like whoa. Mm-hmm.
That's
whoa,
right.
It's all connected.
It makes total sense to me.
What are we talking about tonight?
I don't know
about how aged Kryptonite becomes vibranium over time.
Oh, due to the cell decay.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
The half-life as it decays, it becomes vibranium.
And I don't...
See, I've always been fuzzy on the aspects of vibranium, the properties of vibranium, right? So it can absorb vibrational frequencies.
Yeah.
All right? And it's also super hard. It's like adamantium light.
It doesn't really make any sense. How could it be hard and absorb anything?
Oh, no, no, no. It's like, not, it's not hard itself, because it's moldable, vibranium is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the reason it can withstand so much stuff is because it, it absorbs the vibration.
It's harmonic resonance?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. It's pretty fucking cool when they science it out.
I love the fact that Black
Panther... I love the fact that Wolverine can't swim because of it has, because of his adamantium skeleton. He can't, like, go in the ocean because he weighs, like, 500, 600 pounds, something like that.
And apparently the only way to kill Wolverine is by drowning, or one of the only ways to kill him is by drowning.
No, no, the new Hugh Jackman Wolverine is light as a feather and can swim like a champion. You didn't know that?
I don't remember him swimming in Wolverine.
Come on, don't kid yourself out.
I'm going to go get in line for Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Okay.
I'm gonna forego seeing Guardians of the Galaxy so I can save my spot in line for when I want to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
At least we know when the iPhone... not only do we know the iPhone inevitably will come out, but it's going to be good.
Is it?
Neither of those things can be said for Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Or even Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
I think Guardians of the Galaxy has a shot. It's weird enough.
Yeah.
Should we start the podcast, or
probably,
have we already started?
This is us starting, I think, yeah.
I kind of do regret not... Gotham's Menace, not as Batman. I did admit, but that's alright. We had
a pretty awesome conversation about whether or not Batman or all superheroes in general are menaces to society.
I feel
Dan,
that,
it sounds like, is arguing yes. I am arguing kind of...
I think, like I say, Batman
but
is choking Gotham's hospitals with his victims.
I have to admit, he probably is.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, Gotham hospitals are already choked with the victims of all the supervillains and random acts of crime. He's apparently just Gotham's...
Yeah. But he's not helping yet by putting...
No.
Here's the guy who got shot, and the guy who shot him.
If Batman was real here, he'd be working in the hospital. He would get. He'd be.
He would have been like his father and become a doctor.
He would
maybe
be an amazing
Bruce
doctor.
Wayne's father's parents were shot down in front of him, and he decided, "Oh, I could have saved their lives if I knew how to treat gunshot wounds. I'm gonna become a doctor, like any sane person would."
That's probably what an actual person would do instead of letting the fight crime for the rest of his life.
I was listening to Giant Bombcast, and they're talking about they're asking how did the Waynes create their empire? Like, what was their
Thomas
book,
Wayne
what
was a surgeon, and well, he was also they also had money before
industrialist.
That.
Casinos.
Were they,
he had Thomas Wayne at a casino.
Thomas Wayne's father had to be rich, or his grandfather.
Yeah, stepping on the shoulders of the working man.
Yeah.
Maybe they had
slaves. They owned slaves.
They said maybe they had it coming. It was a union boss. What did it?
Jesus Christ!
The Joker was the union boss, local.
He was in the clown union.
The clown union.
That's right.
He was in the Circus Clowns Guild, right? He was the Grand Master of the Circus Clowns Guild, and it had to disband because of Thomas Wayne's business practices, and that's why he went crazy.
When they disbanded, it was...
His wife
they
left
had,
him.
They had the Union Hall for the Circus Clowns.
Yeah.
And then, like, 150 clowns just keep coming out. And they disbanded. Yep.
I think you should introduce the two toys you have with you, Dan, because that's kind of the reason why we're having this conversation in the first place.
We will, but first.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Especially the little ones.
Especially the young, impressionable ones.
Nerd Sharks is for the babies.
Introducing, first... To my left, America's favorite choking hazard.
Fighting out of the red corner.
Choking.
Patrick Clark.
Wait, are you saying people will choke on me, or I have the strong possibility of choking?
And across from me, the heart and soul of bullfighting in America. Ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Lopez.
Thank you.
I have to be excited. I didn't know that, yeah. That's like it. This is new to me.
Well, I use bulls lovingly. It's kind of a pet name for Thick women.
I see.
He fights thick women.
Mm-hmm.
And myself.
It's a hobby.
Everyone needs a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
America's favorite everything.
Everything.
America's darling.
Interesting.
America's sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
America's new Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh.
But a boy version.
Right.
America's new River Phoenix, but not dead.
Look.
Robert Gonzalez. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Yeah. I guess we put in applause this one.
Nope.
We're going to... Just, listeners, go ahead and download some sort of, like, audio
mm-hmm.
clips of, like, applause and laughter, and just hit those on your own whenever you feel like there's something worth applauding for.
Yeah. You only have to download them once.
You create your own sound effects, listeners, but
yeah.
I guess too lazy to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
You could just clap your hands, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Then your hands get, you know...
Unless you have one
time.
Hand, in which case, what sound does it make when you clap? Right in, so you can answer this age-old question.
Sound,
you
know?
You never heard that
sound.
Before? What is the sound
Listen
of one hand clapping?
It's a whoosh sound.
My teacher, who first asked me that, had, like, these weird joints in her hands, so she could go, like, wiggle her hand around.
And it would make that sound?
And it would
yeah,
clap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So kind of like that. So that's the sign of one hand clapping, listeners. One age-old mystery solved by the nerd sharks.
By the nerd sharks. All right. Next one. What came first, chicken or the egg?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. High five.
Yeah. Egg.
I say chicken.
My guess is egg.
Spontaneously appearing chicken.
Either one of them had to have spontaneously existed at one point. The egg could not have existed on its own. It would have fucking not hatched because it needed a chicken's warmth to create it. So, and it, if being that it's an egg that would have eventually hatched into a chicken, you would have not been successful without a chicken to create it, or to allow it to hatch.
I think
it had to have been the chicken.
I think something happened, like a mutation in the embryo
mm-hmm.
while it was in the egg, and then it became a chicken when it hatched. Therefore, the egg came before the chicken.
Yeah, but you're introducing another way of creation. The egg would have had to come from something.
Yeah, but all that right. wasn't a chicken. It was the thing that mutated into the chicken.
So, the egg begat the thing that became a chicken?
Yeah.
So, your defense is the Prometheus defense?
Yeah.
Everything evolves into chickens.
Everything evolves into chickens. Like in that story, Prometheus and the chicken. Timeless tale of young Prometheus. When he turned his neighbor, who was a rancher, into a chicken.
Classic.
Yeah. Classic literature.
And thereby solving the age-old question, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Like, you
two just philosophical conundrums.
I feel like we could keep going and just have a whole podcast about that.
That's like the biggest two I know, though. I mean,
yeah, the other one,
like smaller ones.
But what is the meaning of life?
Oh, that's a better one. That's another one. We could.
Life is meaningless. That's it. That's the meaning.
My dog just
That's what it's all about.
Stop that.
It's about laying a Tootsie Roll down on the carpet.
That was brilliant timing, Dan, I have to say.
Thank you, buddy. He's the I don't know.
Does that mean you need to go out?
Is that you already went out. That's fucking dickhead.
I'm trying to think of the fucking comedy duo.
Which one?
The fucking famous one.
Kid and Play.
No. Way before that. Not.
Laurel and Hardy.
No, not them.
Abbott and Costello.
That's the one. He's the Abbott to my Costello. You know how Abbott used to shit on the carpet?
I mean, he was largely silent, so, you know.
Right. Well, he had a lot of, you know, physical humor, didn't he?
He did.
He didn't
yeah.
talk a lot.
Yeah.
So, one of his gags was shitting on the carpet, and Costello would be like, Abbott! You shit on the fucking
carpet! Shake his fist in the air.
Yeah.
Hey, Abbott! You shit on the rug again!
What are we talking about?
Your dog is the Abbott to my Costello. The way he shits on the rug with comedic timing.
Yeah.
I love
you know how Abby used to shit on the rug?
That's not what happened. I'm pretty sure that's not what Who's On First is about.
Maybe it is. We don't know.
I know. I've seen that sketch like 50 times, man. I laugh.
A turd. A turd is on first.
I laughed so hard watching Who's On First. That's probably my favorite sketch. We probably talked about it during the sketch comedy episode.
Probably.
Which, speaking of, Key & Peele's coming back September 18th.
Yay!
Yeah. Really excited about that.
That's good stuff.
Do you think they'll keep doing Obama and Luther, his translator?
Most likely. After? That's been their biggest recurring thing, so I think it'll be...
What about the Power... Did you remember the Power Rangers one? Black Falcon, get in there.
No! It's the Green.
The Green Falcon. Just get in there, Red Falcon. Or Black Falcon. What about you, Yellow Falcon?
Whoa! Racist. No joke, though. In Power Rangers, the black guy was actually the Black Ranger.
Ranger and,
I forgot about that.
And the Asian
and the yellow,
girl was
and the Yellow
the,
Ranger was Asian. Oh,
and the faggot
so
was the Blue Ranger.
That's true. I mean, there you have it.
There you have it. Wouldn't he have been, like, purple or pink?
Nope. He would have been all of the colors.
He would have been
the Megazord.
Rainbow Ranger. That's right. He's the Megazord.
It's true.
Megazord true. Was light in the Zords.
So there's a couple new things, newsworthy things that have happened, right?
Yeah, the PS4 and Xbox One release dates have been announced.
Yeah, PS4 I think is November 17th.
15th.
15th, and the Xbox One is November 22nd.
I believe so. Yeah, that
November
right.
22nd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, are any of you planning to pick either of them up day one?
Cannot afford
Patrick,
it.
I know you're not.
I'm actually going to try to get. I pre-ordered both. I'm going to let the pre-order slide on the Xbox and I'm just going to cancel that because I decided I don't want it, at least not now.
Wait,
not on day one.
PS4?
You know, yeah. Yeah, but the
that
the
would
X-
be a great day to invite me over to your home.
Well, we can make
we
that
could
happen.
Do, we could do a review of the new console.
I'm actually going to go to the Kmart by your house. That's my strategy.
Really?
There's a Kmart by your house?
Yeah.
Dude, there's a Kmart by my house.
I don't... I don't care.
Alright.
I wasn't hesitant. I was hesitant because I was getting, like, licked by your dog.
You know, that
you
old,
know? No, it's just
can,
that feel, that
mean.
Feels like a thing that people can high five over now, because Kmart, I feel like, used to be
Kmart's
pretty,
used to
pretty
be,
common.
Yeah, pretty
and
prevalent.
Now, like,
yeah.
I did not
Walmart
know there was
just,
a
like,
second
them, yeah.
Kmart. In
well, that's
now.
My whole strategy. I don't think people are going to think to go to Kmart to buy a PS4.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And
plus,
yet,
I get.
But then you know, you gotta go to fucking Kmart.
I get a discount too. So.
And yet, it's probably gonna be the parking lot's probably gonna be filled the day of launch.
It probably will, and I'm probably also going to be working the day of launch, so
really?
That's gonna be pretty tricky. But I got my Amazon pre-order, so and it's not gonna be filled until the 21st, the 20th through the 22nd is the window they give.
What
me.
Games are launching with the console?
Beyond Two Souls, right? No,
you know,
that's a PS3 game.
This has been really confusing. The launch window stuff is super confusing now because everything's launching on both systems. So it's hard to keep track. But I was looking at I was looking it up. I think Watch Dogs is
the launch
is
titles
launch day
for
title.
The PS4 are as follows: Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag,
cool.
Battlefield 4,
cool.
Call of Duty Ghosts.
Yeah, I think
DC
it's kinda...
Universe Online is actually going to be available through the PSN.
Yeah, I'll start playing that then.
I might pick up start doing that too because I Drive Back, FIFA 14, Just Dance 2014, which I'm pretty excited about.
They're
Just Dance 2014.
In Europe, they're going to include FIFA with every PS4.
Yeah,
so
that's a huge selling point in Europe.
Smart,
that's
pretty smart.
It's,
yeah,
it's the most popular selling game in the world.
FIFA
is, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Soccer's a huge thing. Think Madden, but all over the place. Every other,
Madden,
it's
everywhere else.
It's every other country's Madden.
No, well, no. I think that even understates it.
Because yeah,
because... other countries don't have a variety of sports, which includes soccer, by the way, to choose from.
This is true.
And to make popular. It's all they fucking got.
Yeah.
A lot of countries, it's it.
We also have Killzone Shadowfall.
Brazil, I'm looking at you.
Knack.
Mac.
They have an amazing beach volleyball team.
Brazil?
Probably.
Saying that because
God.
They're hot.
Their female beach volleyball team
ridiculous.
Is incredibly talented.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would...
Probably. I don't know any of the rules for volleyball, but, you know. Okay, they also have Knack, which is... I have no idea what that is.
Knack is one of those games where it's... I'm not even sure. It's not really a platformer. It's kind of like, from what I looked at, it looks kind of like Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot.
That kind of thing, that 3D isometric camera set, you're running through a world and navigating obstacles.
Oh, okay,
things.
Okay.
And it's one of these things, apparently, it's one of the first games that utilizes the new technology where they can scale this thing, because your character basically grows as you go through a level, as you break crates and fight enemies and stuff. All of the pieces that you would bust don't disappear, they become part of the character. And your character gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, kind of like Katamari Damacy.
Right, if Except you were the Katamari and you fought bomb. People with it. And you were, yeah, right.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess same basic principle.
The one.
Except
the,
it's one-to-one. Every little bit becomes your
Really?
Yeah.
The next one I'm actually kind of excited for is Lego Marvel Superheroes.
Yeah, I kind of want to play that.
Because the Lego games have stepped it up. Yeah. Lego Batman 2 was awesome. I really want to play the Lego Lord of the Rings games. But
this is also the first Lego game that's going to include voiceover.
Really?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Voice acting?
They have voice acting in
Marvel. No. That was in Batman 2. Lego Batman 2, and it was in the Lord of the Rings games.
Are you sure about that?
I'm
they had
positive.
Spoken lines
yeah,
with voice actors.
I'm absolutely positive. Kevin Conroy did the Batman voice.
Alright.
Yeah.
I heard that it was the first one.
It's not the first one, but it's pretty awesome. Lex Luthor, they had the Lex Luthor from the animated series. It was pretty cool.
I will defer to you.
Madden NFL 25.
Mm-hmm.
Minecraft. NBA 2K14, Need for Speed Rivals,
Minecraft,
a pinball game on PSN, The Playroom, which
the
is
playroom.
Some sort of pack-in, some sort of tie or game that comes with it, WrestleGun, I don't know what that is,
Man.
Skylanders Swap Force, Skylanders being that...
Yeah, that collectible game.
Which is it's a pretty good business model for them, because...
It's a license to print money, is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, we got these figures, we can sell to kids... And it's awesome.
Disney's
doing the same thing, and apparently that's a legitimately fun game.
It seems to be popular. I went swung by
recording, and I'm reading a list. Are you going somewhere?
Oh, that's right.
We're still recording, and it'll pick it up. The sound. It's a cows.
What I heard nowhere in that list. Infamous Second Son.
Hold on. I was at Walmart. That Disney Infinium, I think it's called.
Infinity.
One couple and two other separate people were like, I heard them talking as they came into the electronics section. No, I don't think they keep them by the toys. I think they keep them locked up. Like, oh, there, here they are.
Hmm?
Two old ass people looking, they had like a checklist. They were looking to find which ones they got. And
maybe they were like buying them for the children.
Maybe, but still, what?
It doesn't matter. It's a collectible Disney thing.
Yeah, Jesus.
You know? Apparently the games for the Disney one are really good, too.
Because
it's not just a series of mini-games. It's like every figure kind of has their own kind of game, you know?
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool. There's a number of properties I would think would be awesome with that. Marvel Comics, any kind of comics. DC and Marvel, something like that.
Being able to like buy your own superheroes.
Any property that has a bunch of characters is going to use this business model eventually. It's so cool. You get some of the figures look awesome. You gonna take the dogs with you to Patty's?
Okay. Why would she do that?
I'm telling you, you just need to beat them into submission.
But no, there's so many properties that would benefit from something like that. I could see fighting games doing something like that, you know?
That would be cool.
In the future. You know,
Street Fighter?
I mean, they kind of do that now.
You know, Killer Instinct, the new Killer Instinct is kind of going to have that model where it's free game. And you get Jayco and Saberwolf, I believe are the two free characters. And then after that, you got to buy everyone. All those super racist characters like Thunder and TJ Combo.
There's TJ Combo Black.
Yeah, he's a boxer.
And is Thunder a Native American dude?
And a Mohawk. He doesn't look like that anymore, but he still looks like a pretty racist representation of Native Americans.
Not like Tonto racist. Johnny Depp Tonto racist. Enough.
Also on the PSN, Super Mother Load. I have no idea what that is. It's from X-Gen Studios. Another PSN game, Switch Galaxy Ultra from Atomicom. And another PSN game, Tiny Brains from Spearhead Games. Warframe on the PSN. Wasn't that a PS3 title?
I don't know.
Warframe?
Sounds cool.
It sounds cool. It has War in the title.
Warframe?
I'm not hearing Titanfall. I'm not hearing Infamous Second Son.
You won't hear Titanfall because it's
Xbox One exclusive.
War Thunder. Wonder if that's a companion game for Warframe. And Watch Dogs is going to be a launch title. Which...
Watch Dogs is the only one I've pre-ordered. The rest of them, I figure there's enough free-to-play stuff that's going to be available day one that I don't know if I'll even get around to playing Watch Dogs. All right. Easy now. Trying to corral the beasts.
I do have dogs in there.
Yeah.
Cray.
So, yeah, I pre-ordered Watch Dogs, and I think I'll get into that DCUO, and there's a shooter also that's free-to-play, first-person shooter. Get into that, and who knows? Some of that stuff might actually be worth sinking a couple bucks into, you know?
Sinking your teeth into it.
Well, hopefully at least, but I wouldn't mind the free-to-play model if what they have is good, you know? But I am going to miss Titanfall. I really want to play that. That game looks amazing.
I strongly doubt it's going to be an exclusive throughout its whole lifespan.
No.
Maybe for a few months, and then later on they'll say, oh, Titanfall coming this May.
I hope so.
I could see May being
a
target release
point.
But.
Yeah.
Because I want to play Titanfall more than anything I want to play on PlayStation.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. But most stuff seems like it's going to be multi-platform, and I'm kind of Halo burnt out, you know, so I don't really care about that. Same with Gears.
I'm very interested in Destiny, to be honest, though. I mean,
yeah, well, Destiny's a multi-plat, too, so that's good.
Is it?
It is, yeah. So Destiny's definitely going to scratch that itch for me, I think.
Yeah.
So it's going to be cool. Yeah, the Xbox...
What about Arkham Origins? Isn't that going to be a next-gen title?
It's going to be current gen. I don't know if it's going to be.
Well, so is Assassin's Creed 4.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 4 is a current gen and next gen title.
Right.
So excited about that, by the way.
Assassin's Creed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in theory, I'm excited for it. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they're going to go with it in a direction that I'm going to care about.
What happens at the end of Assassin's Creed 3?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Well, basically,
Dan, you've played through
it? I played
it,
yeah.
Okay.
Basically, the protagonist that you've been playing through all these Assassin's Creed games, well, the guy who's been playing.
Desmond Howard.
Yeah, Desmond Miles.
Desmond Howard. I was half right.
He dies. Okay. He dies to spare humanity, but the. Which one is it? Was it Juno or was it Athena? Reborn Juno. I forget what they call them. They call them like the ones who came before.
I actually don't remember any of this.
Really?
I don't remember him dying at all.
Well, yeah, he's dead now.
But I have no recollection of that. I feel like that's something I would remember.
You remember that whole big scene where she's just like, you know, either you give me control of the Earth or it's going to die as a result of these massive solar flares that are coming, and he's just like...
Yeah, yeah.
Alright, so he chooses to, like, sacrifice himself to let her out of the complex, and then she goes out into the Earth to, you know, be the new god, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that was a whole big deal about that.
Yeah, there was a whole big thing. At the end, there's the whole entire reason why you were, you know, playing through Connor's life, because you were trying to find the specific key to her prison.
I think that's the problem with the Assassin's Creed franchise for me, is that the story they're telling is so disconnected with what you're doing.
It's pretty convoluted. Assassin's Creed Revelations didn't help at all.
Yeah. It seems like
it didn't revelation anything.
It did not. It revealed nothing. Just more confusion.
It really feels like the first game they put in, they weren't sure if it would be a success or not. It was supposed to be a Prince of Persia game. I don't think they really had all this...
Like, backstory.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a Prince of Persia game?
Yeah.
I would have preferred that.
The Prince of Persia games that have come out have been paled in comparison, so yeah. Who knows?
The last good Prince of Persia game...
No, what I'm saying is I would prefer is they just throw the Prince of Persia license on this.
Oh.
Because the Prince of Persia had a great plot.
Yeah.
Like, I loved all the Prince of Persia stories.
Yeah.
I like.
And it makes sense to see the prince.
Yeah.
He never has a name, he's just the prince.
He's just the prince.
You know?
I like the time reversal mechanic a lot better than... Assassin's Creed kind of misses that stuff.
It really could have benefited from a reversal time thing. Like, oh, I'm trying to get to the top of this building. Whoops! Now I'm in a haven. Start all over again. No, I really think it could have used it.
I don't know. I think they really need... If I don't know what Black Flag is going to include.
It's going to include naval warfare. Which
but I'm not going to be scaling buildings, I'm hoping.
Well, yeah, you're still going to be scaling buildings. I mean,
so yeah, I don't care about that anymore.
Really?
Yeah, it's not appealing to me anymore. It was never particularly challenging to begin with.
I mean, it kind of was in the first two games. It felt towards the last entries in the series, it becomes less and less of a thing.
It's more tedious now than it's ever been for me.
Yeah.
And trying to get up to this one spot to get a vantage point to fill in the city and all that shit, all those mechanics are fucked up.
I love doing that.
That's
like the first thing I do whenever I get to a city. Mostly because I like doing the I like the view, yeah. You know, and I also like to have my map filled out before I attempt any of the quests.
Yeah, I get that. I just seems wash, rinse, repeat. And it's not only throughout any one game, it's throughout the entire franchise. It's the same thing. I'm tired of that, and I'm not looking to do that again. And unless they really change up a lot of those mechanics, I'm not interested in Assassin's Creed anymore.
In terms of the new console, like launch titles, none of them are like super impressive to me.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say.
Watch Dogs looks really fucking
Watch
awesome,
Dogs looks man. Really impressive. None of them are appealing to what I want. Like out of a launch title, you know what I mean? Out of like, mm-hmm. I want to get this console exclusively for that game.
Yeah,
I've never been super excited about any of the launch.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. The games that I do want aren't getting released until my voice cracked right there, didn't it?
Yeah, sure did.
We're editing that out.
Aren't we? You better find your place and redo it.
Probably not.
Shit, edited it out.
Probably not. The games I do.
I'll modulate your voice right there, so it goes super deep instead.
The games I do want.
Why don't you just auto-tune them?
The games I do want. The games I do want are all coming out at the end of next year. Mm-hmm. I'm talking Dragon Age, The Inquisition, The Witness, MLB The Show, and The Division.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are all the games I wanted in the next generation of consoles, and they're not going to be out for a while.
Well,
have you seen any of the stuff for Dragon Age Inquisition?
Yes.
It looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like the first one, I'm replaying through it right now. I still love it. The second one,
First one is so good. I chose not to slay my memory of the first one by not playing the second one.
Yeah, the second one is just—it's such a poor rushed game, and it's bad. And I'm excited for the third one because they pushed it back a year.
Mm-hmm.
To give it more time to polish it, which I'm always excited to hear. It's like, I don't mind waiting another year for a game if you're releasing a better product.
Right.
But not only that, it's all the problems I had and most people had with Dragon Age 2, they're coming out and saying, the way we did this is not how we're doing it this time.
Hmm.
They identify like a big problem I had with Dragon Age 2, and it was my biggest problem with it, was that the maps you went through were all just one. It was there was like seven maps that it cycled through. Like if you had to go through a dungeon, it was this dungeon map. It was the dungeon map, and then you could to make it different. They would your entry point was a different section of the dungeon, or you'd only play half of it. So you're just going through the same spaces for the whole game.
I had no idea it was that bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was so aggravating. I was like, the first time it happened, I was like, okay, well. Well, I'm going through this cave. It makes sense. It's the same cave, but a few years later, that's fine. And then it happens again and again in completely different areas of the country.
Yeah.
So that was super upsetting.
Well,
some
of the dungeons in Dragon Age 1
look
pretty repetitive, yeah.
But they're not the
exact same
map.
Something over there.
Another problem they had was... how they're going about fixing that is huge maps in Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yeah.
They each, because there's different sections, there's like five or six different sections, and each one of those is as big as the game world. In Dragon Age 2.
Or as big as they were in Dragon Age 1.
All the different sections in Inquisition are as big as the whole game map was in Dragon Age 2.
It's funny how a lot of those
wow.
comparisons are coming up for the next-gen games.
Yeah.
You get that with The Witcher, the third, Witcher 3, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I'm already comparing it to like a pretty awesome game, I assume. The Witcher series is one I kind of wanted to take part in for a little while.
I really want to get it. I have the first two on my laptop right now, but really? There's no way I could run the second one, I don't think, on a laptop.
Yeah.
Hmm. But
I need a new laptop, something fierce.
Yeah,
I want a new computer. I want to break into a Fry's somewhere, and I want to steal their highest-end computer.
We'll edit that out and then go break into a Fry's.
Let's do it.
My laptop's from, like, 07.
Is it?
Yeah, and it's
I got you beat. My laptop is from 06.
Oh. Fucking idiot.
Well, why don't we talk to Robert Horry about his new laptop?
Now, you're the idiot for having an older computer than me.
Wait a minute. Are you saying Patrick is the oldest one, the one of us who has the oldest piece of technology?
Yes, I think that's true.
That's the newest piece of technology, because he probably has the newest Xbox out of all of us.
I do.
Like, the most recently purchased Xbox.
No, that's probably not true.
I think Reed probably does.
Yeah. I don't have the new Xbox.
I think Reed did.
Good. Doesn't. No,
that's not what I mean. I mean just the person who bought the Xbox last.
Oh, that's probably it was probably me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a good chance of that.
Very slow to adapt to technology. That
I am incredibly slow to adapt to changing technologies, mostly because I fear and detest change.
Yeah, I think we all do.
Yeah.
Well, I would have beaten your dog into oblivion.
Okay. They seem like nice dogs.
No, I don't. Well,
oh, shit.
They seem nice, but they're bad as fuck. They shit on the rug, they eat up.
Shouldn't we do something about that?
He's got a Santa beard.
This one's gonna bite me.
Hey! See, like, you got a fucking dog that bites his owner? What the fuck?
No. Give me that.
No, dude, I would have fucking spiraled that dog into the wall so many times.
He's a good dog.
I put a tight curl on him. No, he's not. That little dog wants to bite you?
Oh, no, him? Oh,
that's not.
Fuck him.
Yeah, exactly.
I like him.
That's madness to me.
He seems very excitable.
But yeah, you get to customize... in Dragon Age Inquisition, you get to customize your hero again. Which it was a big detriment to the second one. Was in the first one, it was called Origin, because there was three different races. And six different classes, and three different classes, and like I think a total of eight different backstories. So you could be an elf, and if you were an elf, you were either
in the Denerim alienage, or you were part of the
city elves.
Yeah.
You were kind of a
the Denerim alienage was the city elves, and then I forget what the woodland. Oh, I forget what the wood elves called themselves. They're like the lost or something like that. Why don't you just move the. Did you step on shit?
Oh yeah, he got a nice little curl on his shoe.
Wow!
See,
they are terrible dogs.
I'm telling you, I really would have fucked these dogs up.
The first shit was bad enough.
Well, you have to start off on the right foot. Usually, is right. It's too late for these dogs. I couldn't turn these fucking things around. That one, the little one, looks old.
Little fellow,
it's
like 6 years old now.
Yeah, see. 6-year-old dog you have in your house that will bite you? What kind of shit is that? Have you ever heard of such a thing?
No, I have not.
It's crazy, right? This one's tearing shit up, this one pooping on the carpet.
I gotta do something about that.
He's like, oh fuck, watch out for the little one, it'll get you.
Well, don't fucking destroy blankets, man. don't do that.
What the fuck were we talking about?
You were talking about Dragon Age.
Oh,
superior in other ways to Dragon Age too.
Dragon Age Inquisition. You get to edit your character. You get to change the race of your character.
I think you said that part already. You left off on how big the world was. That
changed. No, I was talking about the world, and then I.
But
went
I don't
into
want
the
you to talk about that though.
It's a big deal.
I'm sure it is.
You know what?
To fuck you.
No, it is. Well,
I'm fucking with you. Go ahead.
In Dragon Age 2, you were stuck playing as Garrett Hawk. You were stuck playing as this human.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that sounds terrible.
He's a douchebag.
Can you make him into a girl at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's it.
No, can you edit the breast size?
Probably not. I don't know.
Oh, come on, Bioware, get it together.
I don't know if you can
They call themselves
the
a company.
It wasn't the first one. Edit the breast size?
Edit the breast
no,
size.
No, I don't think you can. It's a Bioware game. You can't edit breast size in that.
I'm waiting to transition to another game to talk about where you can edit the breast size.
But, yeah, so on this one they brought back to editing, which is fine because I really want to be a dwarf again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a dwarf in Dragon Age Origins right now. I didn't realize how much I liked the dwarves until The Hobbit,
mm-hmm.
but with Thorin and all them. They're pretty badass. But, no, it's cool because there's a race in Dragon Age Origins called the Kunari.
mm-hmm. and they revamp him in Dragon Age 2. I don't like how they revamped him because they make him look like all demon like.
Yeah. And then the last game, it's sort of like the evolution they did for the Klingons in Star Trek. I mean, in the original series, they were just like these really brown-skinned people. And, but then in the next series, they got the fucking, ridges. They got, like, the ridges and everything.
And that's almost exactly like that, in Dragon Age Origins, they're just dark-skinned, and they're huge.
But they're more golden-skinned than
dark-skinned. Yeah, but there's these huge
people. Yeah, they're, like, gigantic.
The dude you hang out with, what's his name, Thin?
Sten.
Sten, and, dude is like gotta be 8 feet tall.
He's really tall.
You know, so he's just a big, tall, imposing guy. And what they did in the second one is they made him, they're big, tall, and imposing, but they got like pale skin. They kind of look like Kratos, but like with big old horn kind of things.
Okay.
They turn into like a whole different
race. They totally
look
like ogres almost.
Yeah, kind of like ogres. And
I mean, that's what they are though. That's like their darkspawn, you know, transformation.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Like all the races, all like the races of the game, they have like a darkspawn analog.
Oh, okay.
Like so, what the darkspawn do is they capture like human women or elf women or dwarf women, mm-hmm. and then they like you know they turn them into like these brood mothers, right? And different race and brood mothers.
Oh, so races, that like, would be like what a Genlock would.
Yeah,
be.
Yeah, a Genlock is a dwarf. Herlock is human.
Okay, I did not know that.
Let's see, Shrieks are elves. And then Kunari broodmothers birth ogres.
Oh, interesting.
That sounds like a bitch.
Interesting.
I imagine it is. I also imagine it's a bitch getting a Kunari to transform.
I imagine it's a bitch capturing a Kunari. Because these dudes, again, they're huge. But anyways, you get to play as a Kunari now. You could make your guy a Kunari, which is pretty awesome.
That would be pretty awesome.
That is pretty, it's pretty cool. But I like it a lot. So I'm really excited for it.
Sounds good.
Dialogue options now. In Mass Effect, one of our biggest problems with Mass Effect, any Bioware game would...
Shouldn't we just move that blanket? Like, move it somewhere?
He's humping it. He's really like, he bites it like he's getting the back of its neck, and then he's basically raping that blanket.
Well, I mean, put it in a room somewhere.
I'm getting it right there.
Yeah, get him! That's what I'm talking about.
In Mass Effect 2, one of the things I didn't like, or in any of Mass Effect games, any Bioware game, let's be honest, they'll have an option where it's like, you select your option and it says, I don't like what you just said. It's exactly what it reads as. And then when you select that, he murders whoever, you know what I'm talking about? If you played a Bioware game, you know what I'm talking about, where he selected one option thinking, oh, he's just gonna, you know, disagree.
Yeah.
Or he'll say something along these lines. And instead, he'll murder the person.
It's gotten to the point where it's not even like, you know, you don't pick it because it's, you know, it says this. You pick it mostly because it's on like one side of the radio wheel. If it's on the top right, then it's a good selection. If it's on like the bottom, middle right, it's like neutral selection. If it's on the bottom right, it's just you just say, every fucking time.
Right.
And to the point in Dragon Age 2, it was where it would be like angel wings for the good guy in the middle of the screen. There'd be an icon with angel wings for the good guy.
That's a paragon option. Yeah.
And for the bottom one, there'd be like a fist or a sword or something like that.
That's
red,
option.
A glaring bad guy.
It's a red.
And
star.
Then in the middle, if you picked in the middle, it would be this douchebag purple smiley face, which was he would sound
coward.
Like a jackass. He'd be like the first would be like saying, "Help me, help me." And he could do the good guy option. Oh, of course I'll help you. The bad guy option. Kick him in the face and watch him drown or whatever. And then if you pick the middle one, he'd be like, I guess you're submerged in water now. Or whatever kind of stupid ass pun he would think of. He turned into Spider-Man, basically.
Oh, good stuff.
That sounds a lot like the Bard's Tale on PS2.
I didn't play that.
It was a fun game.
I'll tell you what I did play.
What?
Saints Row
4. Saints Row 4? I'd love to know what Saints Row 4 is like.
I'm on the very last story quest thing. I think I'm pretty sure that when I complete the next quest that will be the end of the game.
That will be the end of the game.
Yeah. So I've played pretty much all of it. I haven't gotten to see the ending yet, but they totally make fun of Mass Effect.
How do they do that?
You have what is kind of a hub world, but it's really... Boy, I just jumped right in the middle of there. That requires much more explanation.
Okay, yeah.
You've become the president. Like, mm-hmm. The Saints are so powerful that and so influential that the leader of the Saints is now the leader of the free world as well.
Interesting.
It's completely ridiculous. And
I heard at one point somebody like brings up a bill. You have a choice between ending world hunger or like curing cancer. And I remember one of the titles of the curing cancer bill is "Fuck Cancer."
Fuck Cancer. Yeah. That's the one I picked. Fuck Cancer.
I forget what the other one was.
You can't solve world hunger,
but you can solve cancer. So yeah. Fuck cancer.
Exactly. Fuck cancer. And then there's an option also. There's a few different ones. As you're walking down the hallway, they ask you if you want to. There's like a senator that says, you know, I'm going to contest that fucking bill you proposed or some shit like that. And you get to either punch him in the face or kick him in the nuts. It says, take the high road or take the low road.
So you kick him in the nuts.
Well, I punched him in the face because I'm a classy president.
Oh, I see.
Which is funny because it imported my character.
Yeah.
But it didn't import her clothes.
Yeah.
So she's just walking through the Oval Office in a thong and like a bikini top. Which is just how she rolls, you know,
in the
White House.
That's kind of how I'd want my president's address.
Just, yeah, sure.
Do you want Obama in a bra and pantyhose?
No, I want him to just say, fuck clothes. You know what? Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm too important for clothes.
That's right. Leader
I think
of the
a president
world.
Should be able to say that.
So, my president did, and so you get attacked by aliens.
Right.
Aliens abduct hella people and put you into the Matrix.
Right.
That's where the game takes place. You run around in an alien replicated version of Steelport, like the Matrix, to keep people obedient to use them as batteries in the real world. Very directly taking from the Matrix. And
yeah.
That's mostly what this game is about. All the stuff that isn't quintessentially Saints Row 3 are direct takes from pop culture, from everywhere. And you can leave the Matrix, basically, the simulated alien world, the simulation they think they refer to it as, and go back to an alien ship in the real world where you and your crew have assembled,
mm-hmm.
and you build your crew as you pull them out of the Matrix.
So have you taken over this ship, or have you? Are you just like...
That part is unclear. You wake up on like an alien, I guess, warship, or mm-hmm. maybe some kind of alien structure
like
or something,
alien, like,
and you hijack a ship and
I
take
see.
Off.
So you jack it, so you steal a ship, and then you mm-hmm. free people from the Matrix, and then you assemble on the ship.
Yeah.
I see.
And on the ship, every time you add someone in there, they take their own place on the ship, and you can talk to them. You hit one button to talk, but there's always a romance option.
Yeah.
Which is the fucking, kind of the jab. And so what they'll do, it doesn't matter who it is, you get to romance them. Keith David is one of the people is in your crew, so you can romance him. And it's Keith David playing himself. So he's, you know, but it doesn't always say, like, it's not always a two-part conversation. You just hit, like, romance thing, and, like, Keith David just goes, wouldn't you think that'd just be weird? You know, that's like one of his responses. And the other one says, I don't know if I'd feel right, you know, having sex with the leader of the free world. You know, he's got these different lines and shit. He always turns you down. He's the only one that turns you down. Everyone else will have sex with you.
I see.
Unless you've just had sex with them and then they turn you down.
I see.
Kenzie, which is like the hacker of your team, the little redhead.
Yeah.
This is, you hit the romance button and your character goes up to her and says, hey, Kenzie, want to fuck? And she punches you in the face and goes, let's do this.
Sounds like romancing Jack in Mass Effect 2.
Okay. Well, I'd have to take your word for it. I didn't romance
crazy.
Anybody.
She's a crazy bitch.
And they're all like that. So that's the kind of... There's no real...
Kenzie, want to fuck?
She punches you in the face and that's her reply, yes.
She does. I wonder what she would do if she was saying no.
If you ask her again, she's like, you know, we're only going to do this when I want to do it, basically, that kind of thing. So anyway, you get back into the simulation. Basically, the simulation is Saints Row 3 with a bunch of extra content thrown in, but, it's kind of distributed pretty evenly. The mm-hmm. biggest change made is to, the traversal, really, and your character itself and the abilities that you have. So, you're basically Neo, mm-hmm. more or less. The traversal in this game is, like, fantastic. It's mm-hmm. really fucking fun to play at. And it kept me wanting to come back and play it more and more and more. It's the point I played it, like, all day one day. Just, I woke up in the morning, played fucking clear through until like fucking like 1 o'clock at night.
I'm like that with new games.
Yeah,
it's fun.
I played the shit out of it. I did all the
I've been doing that
side
with,
quests, but none of the challenges.
With Dead Rising 2 right now.
Yeah.
I've been playing that like.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do that too because I got that on my hard drive now.
It's legit. Well, it takes a while for you to get into the game,
mm-hmm.
but once you do, you know, it's pretty cool.
Clear sailing. This one is kind of good in that way, is it kind of throws you right in it, and it constantly feeds you upgrades like all the time. You're always improving. And so, like, it never feels like there's any real downtime. You get faster and faster, you jump higher and higher, fly farther and farther, and they'll give you more and more abilities. So, like, when you run, not only do you run faster, but then, like, you run with it, you're running takes up less stamina. Eventually, it doesn't use any stamina. And then eventually, you get like a whirlwind option. So when you run, it creates like this tornado behind you. Mm-hmm. So that when you stop, all the shit goes flying past you that you've been like carrying behind you in like this backdraft shit, you know?
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
It's pretty fucking right. Unfortunately, they built it in the Saints Row 3 engine for the most part. It seems like. It's buggy as shit, this game. There's a lot of shit in there. This is one of the buggiest games I've ever played on my Xbox.
Really?
I had to install it just to get it to fucking boot reliably, because it would just crash. It would do this thing where I'd put it in, and it would just eject the disc.
Wow.
I'd put it in, and it would read it, and then it would say play game, but the fucking Saints Row picture never popped up in that tile.
Whoa.
So I'd play it, and then like animations were missing. Fucking, it would do this shit where I'll re-enter the simulation, and the people walking around have crazy exaggerated shit. The one dude, just his neck was just hella fucking long. He was looking like a giraffe man. There's ones with huge fucking eyeballs.
How do you know that's not part of the game?
I don't know. That's the thing. I've never seen a game bug out like that to the point where I think it's supposed to be part of it. But they never talk about it. They never make reference to it. There's ones where, like, women are just walking. Their character model's upside down, but they're walking, and they're inside out.
Isn't that... That's how wacky Saints Row is, though. You know?
I can't put it past them.
We don't know. We don't know.
Well, see, here's the thing. I got a video on my phone I'll show you later where there was a dude where he's just all glitched out. His fucking arms are way extended, and he's walking. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of blinks, and he's fine. So I think maybe that it's supposed to be part of the game. But it's just completely random. But it's also funny. Some of them have giant heads. So they're like on big head mode. Some of them have giant eyeballs.
Big head mode. Remember when every video game had a big head mode?
Every game.
Every game came out.
Starting with GoldenEye. Didn't stop for like...
You could go in... what was it? Game, Tricks and Tips magazine is where I got my cheat codes.
Oh, yeah.
And every game in the bag, big head mode. Big head mode.
Yeah.
I like to play with Tiny Bodies mode. And big head mode on at the same time.
There are abilities and equipment and shit that do all that stuff in this game. There's one of your super abilities is a stomp.
Mm.
And the stomp has like three different things where one of them will make everyone in the radius fly up in the air and kind of be suspended. They're kind of helpless. And then there's an add-on you can get to that so that any damage you do to one of them, everyone else gets the same damage. So, you know, you can hit the ground, stomp, throw a fireball at one of them, they all burst into flames. There's one stomp that shrinks everyone. It just turns them into little fucking tiny people, and their voices, of course, get super high pitched. And you can like run on them, and they explode. You know, they just burst in little blood sacks. There's fireballs. You can throw ice. There's telekinesis.
When you say throw ice, do you mean throw diamonds?
No. This is not a rap video, although it's pretty damn close.
It's like a Stanley directed a rap video.
I've heard much about the dubstep.
The dubstep gun is my favorite weapon for sure.
Is it awesome?
It is pretty fucking awesome.
How does that gun work? How does that gun work?
So exactly every gun that you get, almost every gun can be customized in a few different ways. Most of them are just skins, but so you'll have different paint schemes on a gun. So you get like an assault rifle, right? It's like an AK-47 or A-16, something like that. And you'll have some paint scheme, but then there'll be a whole skin swap for it. So then one of them, it's a rubber band gun. Like, but it's still, the rifle still behaves the same way, but it'll have like different sound effects and they'll fire rubber bands or whatever.
What?
And sometimes it'll change the properties of how exactly it works. And one of the other things, like with the rocket launcher, you can get like the guitar case rocket launcher. So it's just a guitar case that fires missiles like fucking
that's
Desperado.
Awesome.
And then there's the potato gun is another model for the rocket launcher.
You just shoot the potato?
It goes boom, you know. The fucking potato launcher.
Does it explode?
The potato
yeah, yeah.
Is
because it's still a rocket. It's just a skin swap so that they still have their own like damage and all that stuff that you can crank up. The dubstep gun has three different skins. It's always the dubstep gun, but depending on what skin you use, it has a different song that it plays.
Okay, okay.
And one of the power-ups is you can get explosive wubs. So every time a wub comes through in the song, it sends out this, like, essentially a rocket, and it blows up. So, like, the wubs are like explosions, and everything else are like bullets, basically. But they're little laser beams, you know? And then, like, the wubs come through as, like, a really big, fat laser beam, I guess. It comes through in, like, this orb that comes out, and it blows up. And everyone, all of the people that walk around that aren't the aliens you're fighting, stop and do fucking crazy dubstep dance, you know? Where they'll be, like, in slow motion and all of a sudden real fast and shit. It's fucking awesome. And there's, like, three different songs that it plays, and they're all, like, relatively catchy. You just kind of pick your favorite song, but depending on what song you use, you'll get different explosive patterns of wubs, you know. So it's dumb, but man, I fucking love using it. They got
I thought the effects of the dubstep gun were you play the dubstep gun and then everyone around you like convulsively dances into oblivion.
They do, but the your enemies don't. They keep fighting you, but when it's one of the most powerful weapons in the game once it's fully powered up.
Yeah,
I also have. What has to be the most powerful weapon in the game is the America gun.
America gun.
America is...
Wait, is it America or America?
Either way. Pick your poison. It's like a minigun.
Yeah.
Covered in other guns. So it's got a flamethrower and a rocket launcher and like a bunch of Uzis and knives and fucking bandoliers and shit, all this stuff on it, and it's all painted red, white, and blue. It's got like a bullet, you know, a bandolier hanging off of it, you know. And
so it's like one of those guns Jim Carrey pulled out of his pocket in the mask.
Yeah, absolutely. It's ridiculous. And it's ridiculously powerful. Once you level it up, you can increase the rocket frequency. It has two fire modes. Either mode uses all of the machine guns, and you'll kill everything anyway. One mode, though, has a flamethrower, and you can increase the distance that the flame throws. And then the other one is rockets, and you can increase the frequency that the rockets fly out as you're holding down the trigger for it.
Good lord.
When you pull it out, what the fuck? One of these songs play, I can't think of the name of it. It's like Three Cheers for the Red, White, and Blue.
In the USA?
No. That that one. That plays when you pull out the thing out, and it's a little. After a while, it gets a little tedious, like hearing that every single time you use it. So I just, but that's the same weapon class as the dubstep gun. So I end up using the dubstep anyway. But that gun's the America gun's ridiculous. Like you tap it. And whatever you're pointing at is dead. Like, it kills everything in, like, one rocket, just tapping it. But you can hold it down for, like, a minute straight and just fucking annihilate everything.
So, are the environments destructible?
No.
No. Well, the cars are.
Yeah.
There's cars and so yes and no. The buildings aren't, but everything else is. The cars and the newspaper stands and the light posts and all this other shit. Fences and things like that.
I can't wait till all games have destructible environments to where
wouldn't
it's like
be
a,
awesome.
To where
yeah.
It's like a staple.
Yeah.
That like Red really Faction cool. Right now is the game that has the biggest.
Well, this Saints Row is from the dudes that.
Okay.
Maybe it's not the same studio, but it is Volition. And that's kind of. After they've done this, I would love to see them go back to Red Faction. Because
there was
the, be
Red
awesome.
Faction, I think, always has the best weapons to me. There was
yeah.
one in Red Faction, in the last one, I can't remember what it was called, but it shot two things, and there was a magma gun. And
yeah.
you would shoot one end, right, and then whatever you shot on the next one, it would pull the first one at that, or
yeah.
it would pull the second one
towards
the
first
end.
One, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would pull the first one towards the second, because what I would do is I would tag it on a big old pipe. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's the size of a room, and then like we walk in, and then three guys would be in front of me, and I'd take cover and I'd shoot it just near the three guys, and then wait, and then that big old pipe would come flying through the environment.
Was that Gorilla, or was that
it? Might be.
Yeah, I think that was Gorilla.
Yeah, I only played the demo for it, but I just spent the whole demo using that gun, and it's phenomenal.
It's a tether gun, I think it's.
Yeah, or you could do it with two people, and
yeah,
and then they make a.
There's
baby.
Been a couple of games that use that same mechanic to some degree. The Ghostbusters game had that. It was like a Goo Goo that did the exact same
thing. I know that one.
I
love that. I love that Ghostbusters game. How good is that game?
I only got. I have achievements for it. I don't remember renting it. I rented it at some point, but I didn't play through it.
Yeah, I have it. Would you like to borrow?
I think I might.
I would like to borrow it first.
Well, Dan's got it first since I have yet to return his War for Cybertron.
Fall of Cybertron.
I want to borrow Fall for Cybertron.
You can do that too. Now you got both our games.
I gotta get it back first. I keep forgetting to bring it. I apologize.
That's all right. We'll get it eventually. They have the Inflato Ray.
The
Inflato Ray, very straightforward. It's a laser. You point it at someone, and as you hold it down on them, they start to blow up, and their head eventually explodes. Eyes blow up, their head blows up.
They fight until they die.
Yeah.
To death.
And then you can get an upgrade for that where they explode when they pop. Everything is upgradable, and there's some other little thing you can get for it, something like that. You can, for instance, freeze everyone. And then, you know, use your stomp ability and shatter everyone in the radius.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fireball that you throw, and when you when the person that gets hit with the fireball dies, they explode and send fireballs out, and it catches other people on fire. If it kills them, they explode, and so on and so on and so on.
The list of guns in this sounds a lot like that list of fireworks that Joe Dirtless saw. You know, it's like the Whistling Kitty Chasers, Whispering Bong Holes, Hoosker Do's, Hoosker Don'ts.
Hoosker Don'ts.
Crap Flappers, Lint Lickers, with or without a scooter stick.
Exactly. It's not a bad analogy, because, I mean, they're all ridiculous. There's different classes, and that's basically how it works. You have a weapon class, like, for SMGs, and then you can fill that with... They've got a lot of pop culture references in this game. My favorite SMGs are straight-up RoboCops.
What? Is it the RoboCop game?
It's the RoboCop
game. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
It says, like, you know... It makes, I forget exactly what it says, but it says, cyborg pistol, but there's some other phrasing, but the cyborg pistol is in there, and it's very clearly RoboCop's gun, and you can dual wield those, and they do the fucking, the effect, you know, where it fucking fires, the fire shoots out the side, all that. I love that fucking gun. It's cool.
Have you seen a new trailer for RoboCop?
Oh, yes.
I did.
That movie looks horrible.
I'm not sure where to come down on it. I'm a sucker for the design.
Mm-hmm. He does look cooler.
I can't. Before he turns black, he looks really fucking cool. They show him in the trailer before and after. Samuel Jackson decides, make him black. Yeah, and he turns into a brother. Uh-huh. And he's got. I got nothing. I was going to say Afro Cup, that's the name. I wanted to call him Cup.
Kwanzaa Cup.
That works. It kind of reminds me of that scene in. Chasing Amy, I was just rewatching the movie, and the dude, the black comic writer, he's talking about how more black people are portrayed, and he talks about Darth Vader. He says, Darth Vader, the only brother in that series, gets his mask taken off and reveals to be a white man. He says, what did they try to say? Deep inside, all black men want to be white?
Exactly. What's a Nubian?
Die, motherfucker! Die! White Hatin' Coon was the name of his character.
It was, indeed.
White Hatin' Coon.
I forgot what the fuck I was talking about.
You were talking about...
We were talking about the RoboCop.
The RoboCop guys.
So lots of references. They've got... Okay, so they've got the guitar case rocket launcher.
Yeah, like
they got the RoboCop gun. They've got Boba Fett's, like, weird blunderbuss thing. They've got Hans. Yeah, they've got Han Solo's pistol. They've got phasers from the original Star Trek. They've got... Oh, fuck, dude. I didn't make a list or anything, but goddamn, there's a lot. And then you can get a full-on Boba Fett suit, a Han Solo suit. The Han Solo suit is called the Pluckish Rogue.
Pluckish Rogue?
The shirt calls it the Scruffy Nerf Herder.
All right, well, I think that would be infringing on... They're very tongue-in-cheek about all the shit. Nerf Herder's taken directly from...
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. She calls him a fucking nerf herder.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
I totally remember that.
Well, shut the fuck up. That's you're supposed to agree with me.
If you don't remember that, why would you make the reference just now?
That's the point. You dickheads.
All right. Fair enough. So
scruffy looking.
Fuck. What else is there? There's a lot. I'm not. That's probably not even half of the shit that's in the game. And all of that stuff is all new on top of what seems like everything from Saints Row 3. So at first, when I first started playing it, it didn't seem like they added a whole lot at all.
But did they add a lot?
They did, and the stuff that they added was a lot, you know, like I say, references to everything. Would you call it
pop culture reference, the video game?
It's pretty close. Almost everything in it is a pop culture reference. There's more pop culture references, I think, than probably Saints references.
Damn.
Saints Row references.
Okay.
That's what it seems like,
that'd
anyway.
Be annoying, I think.
It's not bad. It works, which is weird. They're nowhere near as heavy-handed about it as other things have been about serious shit. And it's done well. Tongue in cheek, but are you trying to grab my balls? What's going on here? It's tongue in cheek, but it plays well and it's funny. There's a part in it that had me fucking cracking up.
Really?
And that almost never happens in a video game. They make a reference to Metal Gear.
Mm-hmm.
You're in this mission where you have to take out the lights before you shoot anybody. They don't want you shooting anybody without taking out the lights first.
Why? Who knows?
Exactly.
Being stealthy.
Well, your character's like, why would I waste two bullets shooting out these two lights when I can just use one and shoot the guy? So you creep up behind a dude and like, take out... They're like, all right, now this part's a little bit different. Shoot the lights.
What?
So you shoot these two lights. You shoot the two lights of this dude standing in a room. It has straight up the Metal Gear fucking trumpet, you know?
Yeah.
And it says WTF pops up over his head instead of the exclamation point.
Yeah.
So he turns around, so you shoot the lights out, you have to stab him. That part had me fucking rolling. I thought that was fucking brilliant. I was laughing so hard. Yeah, I love that part. And then, so the next segment you're in, you find boxes. And you and another person, you both get inside boxes, and you're walking around in a cardboard box, and they make references like, you know, why this doesn't, you know.
This makes
no sense.
How
would
this work?
They make Game of Thrones references. It seems like everything makes Game of Thrones references.
Do they? God damn, I feel like I did, but I can't remember if they did. But the dude, you're in the side of a box, you gotta wait for the guards to walk in their pattern, and the dude's like, man, I can't wait to eat that sandwich. Come on, lunchtime. You get up and you grab him. He's like, oh, I'm 2 weeks from a timer. They do all this, you know, self-referential shit. And, like, the last dude, you stab him. And he's like, what are you saying?
Does he say, I'm coming to listen?
He's like, ah, famous movie quote. I'll save the rest of the other part for anyone that hasn't played it yet. I don't want to spoil it anyway, but you'll see in a second in the video. But you're in the simulation. Each character whose simulation you pull them out of, the simulation that they're in that you have to rescue them from is like their version of hell, basically.
Oh,
it's like
wow, that's pretty awesome.
Their worst like nightmare. And the one that you're playing with them is you are going up against your evil twin, basically. So that's who you're going to hunt down. I'll leave it at that, but that mission is amazing. I've laughed really fucking hard throughout that whole thing. Everything like hit me just right, and it was because it's executed really well. The humor's done much better than you'd see in most video games. So, I don't
know.
Sorry,
are you saying Saints Row 4 is a buy?
It was for
rent?
Me.
Or a...
You can probably...
Fuck yourself, THQ, in your faces.
No. I would say, THQ wasn't involved in this one.
It was not.
Oh, shit, who did this
But one? Still, fuck him.
I don't know.
That's right.
Volition.
No. THQ is just a publisher.
Deep Silver is a studio.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Deep Silver is called. So anyway, I'd say you could rent it, play it for about a week, and be done with it. But that's a pretty solid week. That's playing every day. Because it's kind of lengthy. I've been playing... Oh, shit, I don't even know what my timer is. I have to have put a good 15 hours at least into it.
Yeah.
And I'm not done yet. But I've been very thorough going around doing all the side missions and shit. All of that stuff is really done really well, too. Because you don't have to do any of it if you don't want to. But the perks and stuff that you get are worthwhile. They vary up the side quest types so that... they don't really get too tedious. Mm-hmm. It's a good game, but I've talked enough about it.
Well, you just talking about the RoboCop guns makes me really want to go out and buy it because yeah. I'm a huge whore for like meta pop culture references.
There's plenty.
I'll dive into that yeah. shit.
I can tend to like get annoyed by them if they're like if it's all you're doing. I feel like I tend to get annoyed by them, but I don't know.
It's still
a game I do want to play because I didn't get a chance to play Saints Row the Third.
It's handled with enough subtlety that it's not overwhelming or ham-fisted.
Saints Row the Third for cheap now.
Yeah.
That's a good game, too. This game tries to hit some of the same chords that 3 does, and they don't come off.
Would you say is the better game, the 3rd or Saints Row
4? 4 is the better game, but I feel like you can't really appreciate it unless you played the 3rd. So I'd play the 3rd and then the 4th if you had the option to do that, because it'll make you appreciate what happens in 4 more. And you want to play 4, because I think 4 is the better experience overall, but it's only really that much better if you've played. And there's a lot of, actually, even though there's a lot of pop culture references, there are a lot of references to older Saints games. They call back to older storylines all the time. Older characters and shit that you went through from the first Saints Row to the 3rd. You come across the old fun Shandi. She's just a stoner. And she's got dreads and a fucking... she's just high all the time. She talks completely different, and the new Shandi fucking hates her. And the two of them butt heads and shit, and you have to... anyway.
Who the hell is Shandi?
Shandi's one of the characters that... she's one of the characters, but she changes from the second game to the third. They're kind of poking fun at themselves because the character's like completely different from the second to third games. The second one, she's a stoner. The third one, she's like just this cold... ruthless bitch, you know, she's very serious, she doesn't fucking, so they called the first one Fun Shandi, and then there's just Shandi.
So what else did we want to talk about, guys?
The World's End.
The World's End.
Yeah.
That's my Patrick's obscure topic of the day.
That's not my obscure topic of the day, that is a movie everybody needs to go see. It's a truly awesome film. It's a great film.
I don't doubt it at all. It's Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, Edgar Wright.
It's so good, though. It's so good. It's like they took everything they learned over the course of, like, 3 movies, and they just said, here, let's do awesomeness. And they
3 movies?
They're magnum opus.
I guess 2 movies, I suppose.
Is it the magnum opus? No, because magnum opus is like a life's work.
It's definitely a masterpiece.
Well, maybe if we kill them, we can make my throwaway statement true.
It's considered a magnum opus if you spent your whole life working on it. Like, Ice and Fire, it's George Martin's magnum opus. Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. George Tolkien's magnum opus.
J.R.R. Tolkien.
What did I say?
You said George.
Shit. Shut up, Patrick.
Who's George Tolkien? Is his brother?
George Tolkien.
He stole his brother's idea?
What a douche that, George.
No, George's the one that came up with the story. Fucking Art Tolkien.
J.R.R. That's what you get for your name being just letters.
That's right.
Good old Jer Tolkien. More like jerk.
Anyway,
all right.
The World's End. I highly recommend everybody should go see it. It's a truly awesome film, and it's a great film to see actually in theaters because there's a lot of... it's just the spectacle of it all is really hilarious.
I did a Reddit gift exchange based on The World's End, and all it was is what would you do on the end of the world last day? And I ended up getting a board game, and I got what is it? The Betrayal, The House on the Hill.
Oh, that's such a good game!
Is it?
Oh, it's so.
And
good.
I got a whiskey set, like just a big old thing of a glass for whiskey, and then or like a container for whiskey, and these 6 glasses for it. And
so
I left it at my brother's house. So.
So you would drink and play board games.
That's probably what I would do. Yeah, in the world, I figure out like there's no way to stop it.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably get high and play video games, so I can't fault you for any of that.
Wait, what? Patrick's gonna get high and play video games?
Shocker, right?
He also got me a cover for no reason of Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter.
Oh,
a zombie killer.
Oh, Jesus Christ Zombie Killer?
Something like that.
One of those, like, Asylum videos?
Yeah. I don't know. It was weird. I didn't watch it. And I gave it to my sister-in-law.
Alright.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It's a pretty extreme case of re-gifting.
No, I just gave it to her. I was like, here, I got this out of a thing. It's not regifting.
Anyway, does everybody know what World's End is about?
Yeah, they go back home to do a pub crawl that they attempted years and years ago.
Yeah,
and they failed at. Mm-hmm. And they try this time, but something is amiss.
Yeah. The town has been taken over by robots full of blue stuff.
Of course.
Also, one of their number
They're making that movie again.
Yeah. Also, one of their number is like a kind of a degenerate addict who's been mooching off the group for years.
So he's the one that they're all singing.
Is in this movie?
Oh, snap.
I'd be the degenerate addict, right?
But I feel weird talking shit to your face. I'm a coward. I gotta wait till someone's not here.
Yeah, but and so
what like, reach, you're like it in the ass.
You know, I think you really actually pissed him off.
When
you were ignoring him. I think you actually got under his skin. Have you noticed he hasn't been part of the conversation thread at all since then?
Holy shit, you're right.
He's texted me.
Has he really?
Yeah, he's sending me fucking stories and shit that otherwise would be going into that thread.
Oh, man, I gotta talk to him.
Yeah, you probably should. I don't think you should. I think he should become a man.
Yeah, because like all I do is do a joke. Yeah, but yeah, it's better to just like end it before I get.
Yeah, because that's the most. That's the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
were you aware of what was happening? Reed was sending these text messages about Robert. Why are you ignoring me, Robert? And as he said things, I would acknowledge something Dan said about the same topic, and then to completely disregard what Reed was saying. Or whatever Reed said, I would say that, but in a different way. And like, yeah, good thing no one's brought up this point.
I can't imagine how that would get
going. I did it for like 3 hours.
I don't know. I have
such a dick.
I haven't talked to him about it or anything, but that's certainly what it seems like to me.
I'll talk to him. I'm like, Reedy Poo, are you mad at me?
So since no one wants to talk about The World's End anymore, I want to close with saying, The World's End, go see it. It's a great movie.
Oh.
It's a good sci-fi movie. Oh. It's a great movie about addiction and the tolls it takes on people.
For my birthday, I got a little iTunes gift certificate thing. It has like $35 on it, which is worth probably 2 tickets.
Maybe.
So, one of you gets the option of going to IMAX with me to see a movie.
So, what movie were we going to
play? Wait. IMAX? How do you get IMAX from an iTunes gift card?
That's what I said, right? I said iTunes?
You said iTunes.
I was confused.
I got an IMAX.
An IMAX gift card.
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm.
So, one of you.
If only there was something in IMAX I actually wanted to go see.
Well, I'm going to wait for The Hobbit to come out.
Oh.
Or Thor 2.
I call dibs on Thor.
Well, I only have $35 on it.
That's
so.
True. That's true.
I
guess it's whichever movie you want to see.
I want to go see Thor. I don't know if I can talk Samantha into it. Samantha's weird because if she wants to see a movie, I am forbidden to see it without her.
Interesting. So she
we had this conversation last week.
Yeah.
So she liked Iron Man 3?
Yeah, she did. She likes Iron Man and she likes Robert Downey Jr.
And she likes the number 3.
And she's a big 3 fan.
Yeah.
She likes...
That was her favorite episode of Sesame Street,
right.
Actually.
that was her favorite
The one that was brought to you by the number 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a classic.
Yeah.
It is.
That's the one where the black guy rapes everyone.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how I could put that one. I must have blocked that out.
Yeah, he just rapes.
Because you know how that was like, you know, scars you as a kid?
Yeah.
I must have, you know, tuned it out.
Are we done?
It sort of feels like we're winding down.
We started talking about the rape, and it seems like where we end.
I kept myself amused for hours last night just looking at Bert GIFs.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They're pretty amazing.
I don't want to look that up because I will do the same thing.
Yeah.
Where can I find these?
I'll show you some. PlayArts Kai. Variant PlayArts Kai.
Variant PlayArts Kai.
Variant PlayArts Kai DC. Basically Justice League figures made by Square Enix are the shit.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're
we got
good.
A Wonder Woman here who looks awesome. We got a Batman here who looks badass. And a Flash is coming out who looks incredible. I don't know. Have you seen the Flash yet, Patrick?
I love the Flash. The Flash is like...
It looks incredible.
Pretty
fucking I'm a fan of the Green Lantern one. Dan said he didn't like
it
the
It looks
face.
Really cool. I don't like Green Lantern enough to... I don't like the change they made to his face. I don't think in that instance the anime influence worked out very well. But I think that... I don't like the character enough to ignore that. So,
do they have a Shazam one?
No. So far, they've got the released Batman, Wonder Woman, and Green Lantern. Flash is coming out probably next, along with Batgirl.
When is
Batgirl looks really cool.
When is Flash coming out?
Probably in November.
Really?
I'm guessing. I have to look it up. But then they're also doing Supergirl and Superwoman and Aquaman.
How much?
Supergirl, Superman, and Aquaman.
I see. How much does one of these run yet?
About $80.
$80?
Yeah, give or take. You might be able to find a little kind of a deal here or there, but that's roughly, $69 to $79.
That is insane.
I've seen other websites sell them for more.
That's bad, girl.
So, if these aren't on your radar, check them out. You'll probably dig them. They're basically DC characters with some fairly heavy Japanese influence.
The Flash one is...
And that's the kind of shit I really like.
Oh, here it is. Oh, the Flash looks really awesome.
So that's what we're saying. Buy these things that we're not being paid to tell you about in any phase, shape, or form.
Oh, fuck. I wish I was, dude. Really, that's kind of my aim with doing all my reviews and shit. Kind of hoping to get sponsored so I get free toys.
Oh, my God. That would be the dream. That would be the dream.
Yeah, I think we should talk about the Green Lantern space.
But that's it for us, everyone. Long live the Merca Gun. And dubstep 2.
Dubstep for life.
You obviously have to end on a dubstep song now.